Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Cattlemen Association Eastern Iowa Membership Coordinator Lane Eads about the challenges being faced by the Iowa cattle industry during the COVID-19 outbreak. This is part one of a two-part interview.
One of the biggest issues right now facing Iowa is its agriculture. Of course, agriculture market prices are down right now, and there's a lot of challenges that Iowa's cattle farmers are facing. So could you give me kind of a little bit of an overview of what some challenges are being faced by Iowa's cattle farmers right now during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, so thanks for that question, Tyler. Again, many issues that are being faced right now in agriculture. Specifically, when we talk about Iowa's beef business, one thing that we're really looking into and one thing that's been a concern not only for our membership but other individuals around the state is the opportunity to have viable live auction markets right now during this time. There's been some restrictions on how many individuals can be present, and that's a big concern moving forward for us, and again, something we continue to work through with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, as well as Kim Reynolds' office, our governor, and to our Livestock Marketing Association, is a number of our individuals utilize those to do business each and every week, if not multiple times per week, depending on what their scheme is at home in terms of their business. But having those open not only is something that is very essential for business, but two, it is what is very dependent on our cattle marketing opportunities here in the United States, especially when it's the most viable option for price discovery moving forward, which has a very significant influence on what our cattle markets are, not only again in Iowa, but across the nation. So a big issue in Iowa as well as elsewhere. And another issue that we're facing as well is just having packing facilities, processing facilities, some supply chain disruption there. So with that, a lot of it stems down to labor availability. So I know you have a instance right there in your backyard at the Columbus Junction plant. Number of individuals are not only sick, but two, it's a safety protocol, trying to be in compliance with the CDC, and again, just trying to keep the workers safe. And that's one thing that's slowing down our supply chain, is a number of these facilities may be closed, or two, just running at a decreased capacity, because like I mentioned, there may be a active COVID case inside the plant, or two, maybe the execs for packing plant management is really trying to take every precaution necessary to keep our food service workers, like our processing individuals, safe and healthy. And then lastly, another issue, round out of three main issues here, is we see that there's a big difference between our box beef and our live cattle values. That's something that's concerning as well. I know the Iowa Cattle Association, a number of other states across the nation have come together. We've asked for the Department of Justice, as well as Sonny Perdue's, our Secretary of Agriculture, as well as his department, to really look into the opportunity for whether there was price fixing or price manipulation, what other type of language you'd like to utilize there by the packing entities in the United States during this time. So, again, we're seeing beef flying off the shelves at the grocery store. Not only is it flying off the shelves at a higher price than normal, but again, we're not seeing those prices here at the producer level. And two, moving forward here, we're having a decrease in cattle harvest in the United States, as well as in Iowa, specifically at our Tama plant, the national beef plant there in Tama. So that's two things, as well as, again, the viabilities of our live auction markets that we're really analyzing and trying to work through with our producers during this COVID-19 pandemic.
When it comes to something we talked about earlier on in our conversation, just talking about, you know, all these plants shutting down and maybe some of those challenges that come with that. And maybe it's just a reiteration of what we've been talking about throughout this time. But, you know, what are some ways that cattle producers can continue to sell their market ready cattle and maybe have more room for cattle, as, you know, that's becoming an issue of, you know, selling and then bringing in more cattle and the whole cycle continues. So what are some ways that cattle producers can continue to sell their ready market cattle and then have more room for more?
Yeah, so again, kind of an interruption right now in what we would call our cattle cycle. So I encourage each and every one of you listening to get in touch with, whether it be, again, your livestock marketing barn or sales barn, whichever you prefer, in terms of terminology. Get in touch with them. I know a number of them are having to really change and maybe revamp the way they do business in order to be in compliance with the CDC recommendations. Encourage you to reach out to them, and two, encourage you to reach out to your cattle buyer each day. I know there's a number of cattle that are not getting bought out in the countryside right now. Again, we discussed 50% capacity at some plants, and two, there being plant closures at others. Trying to have those conversations moving forward and continue to keep a bug in everybody's ear on, I have cattle that are ready to go, and moving forward, that's about the best prescription I would have.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa Cattlemen Association Eastern Iowa Membership Coordinator Lane Eads. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.